Our reading for today is from Revelation chapter 8, Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, rose before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth, and there were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashings of lightning, and an earthquake. Now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and these were thrown upon the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain, burning with fire, was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, blazing like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the water because it had been made bitter. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of their light might be darkened, and a third of the day might be kept from shining, and likewise a third of the night. Then I looked, and I heard an angel crying with a loud voice as it flew directly overhead, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth at the blast of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow." So remember that we had gone through chapter 7 in our previous reading, and that was sort of an interlude between chapter 6 and chapter 8 in the opening of these seals. So the six seals had been opened, and then in chapter 8 we see the seventh seal being opened. Up to this point also, we've seen many things happening around this throne as we've seen a vision into heaven. And those things have ranged from the prayers of the saints to the cries of the saints to the praise of the angels, the creatures. And now we're getting a very solemn scene. As this seventh seal is opened, there is silence for about half an hour. Maybe we'd call that a dramatic pause. And then the things that happen here are frightening. It's a frightening vision. Just keep in mind what we talked about at the beginning when we started reading the book of Revelation, is that this is a book that was written for those at the end of the first century. They understood the things that were in it. It was meant to be an encouragement for them. This is an apocalyptic literature. That is, that it's trying to reveal for the reader what they cannot see, that there is this activity that is going on and that they are not left to themselves, if you will. God has not abandoned them. There is spiritual activity going on that we can't see while we're in this physical existence. Verses 2 and 3, you have these angels standing before God, seven trumpets. Then another angel came and stood at the altar with the golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. This is a different altar. This is an altar before the throne, which would have been the seat of God's divine power. Remember that under the Old Testament, the idea of incense being burned along with prayers, those two went together. They were associated closely with one another. So here the incense is being burned by this angel, and it's associated then with the prayers here as well. Verse 4, those prayers are going up before God. Verse 5, the angel takes the censer, fills it with fire from the altar, casts it upon the earth. It seems to be that this is a response to those prayers that were coming from the saints. Perhaps also we could think of this reaction as God's righteous judgment upon the earth as well. And you have this sense of power along with this judgment, because it says there was thunder and voices and lightnings and an earthquake. In chapter 6, you see this idea of an earthquake as an expression of judgment at the opening of the sixth seal in response to the cries of the souls beneath the altar. Earthquake was also a very familiar figure used in the Old Testament to describe God's judgment against you know, those that were enemies of his people. In Isaiah 29 and verse 6, it says, "She will be visited of Jehovah of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and with great noise and with whirlwind and tempest and the flame of a devouring fire." In Joel chapter 3, it says that when Jehovah roars from Zion and his voice is uttered from Jerusalem in judgment, it says that the heaven and the earth shall shake. So God responds to those prayers of his saints with this fire of judgment upon the world of the wicked. Verse 6 starts this section where you have the four trumpets. Again, we can look to the Old Testament to see some correlation or idea of why trumpets would be introduced. Moses was instructed to make two silver trumpets, and those would be used for things like calling an assembly, used during pilgrimage, a festival, and even war. In later years, trumpets were used to sound an alarm of some approaching danger. We see that in Amos and Hosea. In Joel, it's used to describe an impending judgment. And also in Joel, we see it calling the people to a holy convocation. So these first four trumpets, we'll deal with the other three in a later time, but the first four all have to do with the physical and the natural world being affected. The last three are the physical and the spiritual lives of people are affected. And so the first four are very closely related. I'm not going to try to give you some interpretation about the blowing of the trumpets and then the things that happened with those. I don't have any reference point to try to give you any explanation with certainty. Again, they would have understood this, but if we're going to understand it, I think the only conclusion we can really draw is that these trumpets represent warnings of the supernatural judgment from the Almighty. It's obviously, you know, beyond nature, the things that are described here. It would have to be by the power of God that these things happen. I think it's evident that associated with these, you would be thinking of a lot of suffering, a lot of destruction, and the power of God upon his own creation. Now, with the third angel, there is this star that is mentioned, the name of the star being wormwood. Wormwood is the name of a plant and an extract from it that was very bitter tasting. And so we have this description of the waters becoming wormwood, and many people died in the water. Sometimes when bitterness was associated with water, it was talking about that which would kill someone or be poisonous to them. So you had a contrast between bitter and sweet, bitter being the water you would not drink, and sweet being water that you could drink. The only real interpretation I can give you in these four trumpets that I feel confident about is just to make a reference between this great star falling from heaven, blazing like a torch, and an idea that is given in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, referencing Babylon's fall and saying, you know, the day star or morning star, how you are cut down to the ground and that you did lay low the nations, that they have fallen from heaven. And we discussed that in our class, dealing with the fact that it was a description of a fall from glory, going from one spot in which everyone looked up to it and saw it as glory and then falling down and that glory taken away. So there may be some association there with this star falling as well. We come up to verse 13. You have these final three trumpets, and they are woes. Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth. The three woes to those who have rejected the gospel of Christ, those that have not had the belief and faith in God in order to respond to him and enter into that covenant. This is woes for those that are outside of the family of God. Again, this is really a chapter of warnings and a chapter of judgment that is coming upon the earth. And we're going to address the various woes in chapter 9. But just understand that this idea of sounding a trumpet and declaring the woes upon others is common. Hosea chapter 8 and verse 1, "Set the trumpet to your mouth, and as an eagle," speaking of the enemy, "he cometh against the house of Jehovah." And Habakkuk describes the horsemen of the invading Babylonians, saying they fly as an eagle that haste to devour. And so the disasters that are coming upon the earth are heralded by the voice of this eagle as it cries, "Woe, woe, woe." All right, we'll leave it there for today and pick up with chapter 9 in our next reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.